morning and welcome to the Craig Belford Show. If you're just joining us this morning, the Attorney General yesterday called on states to repeal laws that restrict the voting rights of former prison inmates and to allow ex-convicts to vote. And South Dakota is one of those states that does allow those who've committed felonies to vote under certain conditions. They must have completely completed their jail time or probation. So if they got out of jail, they're on probation, that's not enough. They have to completely complete their probation before they would be able to vote. How do you feel about that? Should ex-convicts be able to vote? 336-1320 is our phone number. Good morning, Rick. You're on Kello.
Hi. Good morning, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Rick.
I think that felons should be able to vote since they did their time in the penitentiary or in the system. If they're can figure things out according to the courts. But anyway, I got one more thing that they should realize when they get out. I think that all people that have served in the county or the state or the federal should be shipped over there to Afghanistan to serve so that they'd realize what America is all about.
I would think the loss of freedoms for a lot of us, regardless of where we serve, just the loss of freedoms in a penitentiary would, for most of us, be enough.
But anyway, it's just a thought, you know.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening, Rick. Thanks for the call. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. How do you feel about that, allowing those who have been convicted of felonies but have served their time, should they be able to vote? I think it's important that we allow them to vote. I think you want to try to get people that are back. You're trying to reintegrate them into society, and you want to see them be successful. And I think restoring the vote makes sense. If you've paid your penalty, you've served your time, and you're no longer under the supervision of the state or federal government, why shouldn't you be able to vote? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Jim. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I think if you ask any ex-cop, which I'm an ex-cop, it's an absolute no. In other words, they got caught for a crime. Most people get caught for just one of many, many crimes they've committed. But that's beside the point. They've paid for their crime. That's a done deal. The problem is they have a problem with authority. And I've seen too many come through that cycle out onto the street. They still have that problem with authority. I don't care how successful they have, how much they've changed as far as becoming family people and everything. They still have that problem with authority. And I sure don't want somebody voting for authority who has a problem with it as like a criminal has. The fact that they go around saying, you know, oh, woe is me and everything, that's great. I hope they scream and yell more and more. It says to the younger people, hey, when you do cross that line, this is one of the rights you're going
to
lose.
Yeah, but what does it say to the person who's been in prison and served his time when he comes out and he's trying to get his life back together and he hears comments like yours? How does that inspire him to be a productive citizen, Jim?
Hey. That's the cost. There's a lot of things that happen in life that you carry to your grave, regrets that you wish you had. That's one of them that should be there and be very public.
I see your point. And I think there is some of that. Your point is we don't then have any obligation to try to get people back on the track where they will be successful.
No.
I mean, well, you can either be, do you want to be vengeful about it or do you want to see people get back on a track that's successful and see them live productive lives?
Apples and oranges.
No, it isn't.
You're going to say they can't be successful because they can't vote? Huh?
No, I'm saying because of your attitude that leads you to the position of saying they can't vote.
The attitude is they had a problem with authority, and in most cases they still have it. If they've been healed of that and everything, it's one of those things that they later on regret and say, yeah, I wish. And they go around telling kids, don't do it because you'll never be able to vote again.
Right.
You know? No. Is it deterrent? No. Fair? Let me tell you. Just ask anybody who has to deal with these people constantly. Okay?
What, ex-convicts?
Yeah.
You deal with a lot of ex-convicts?
Not anymore. I did for 23 years.
Oh, you were dealing with people who are running, who are still break. You were dealing with lawbreakers. There's a difference between those who are actively not. Not every ex-convict is still a lawbreaker. That's my point. You were a cop dealing with people breaking the law. Okay, fine. You're talking about lawbreakers. Not every ex-convict gets out of prison and continues to be a lawbreaker. Again, I mean, I don't think you're allowing for any change. Minutes before 9, partly cloudy in 10. Welcome to the Greg Belford Show. The Fox News Radio is on the way. And then it's your business with Bill Zortman. Special one-hour edition of the Mike Gallagher Show coming up also this morning. If you've just joined us this morning, we're talking about voter rights for ex-convicts. The Attorney General yesterday called for the repeal of state laws that restrict the voting rights of former prison inmates. And he said that he thinks it's time to fundamentally rethink laws that permanently disenfranchise people who are no longer under federal or state supervision. How do you feel about that? 336-1320. We got a number of people calling with their thoughts on the Attorney General. That's not the question we're asking you this morning. We're asking how you feel about, because I'm no fan of the Attorney General either, but that's not the conversation. What I'm curious to know is whether you think those who have been in prison, been convicted of felonies, and then serve their time and are released, complete their probation, do you think they should be allowed to vote? 336-1320 is our number, 1-800-228-4435. I feel differently. I do believe they should be allowed to vote. Now, if we're talking about gun ownership, that's another conversation. Then I think, you know, you've sacrificed your right to be able to bear arms. But should they be allowed to vote? I think they should. I think it's a step toward trying to. I can't imagine what it's like for those who have been in prison and then are trying to put their lives back together and really do want to get back into society and, you know, raising families and having jobs and all of the things that all of us are doing. It's got to be difficult enough. I think allowing them to vote is a step toward saying, you paid your dues, you know, you paid your debt, you've served your time, and now. So I do believe that ex-felon or, you know, ex-convicts should be allowed to vote. But what do you think? Give me a call, 336-1320. Good morning, Alex. You're on Tello.
Hi, I'm a convicted felon. I went to prison when I was 18. I had kind of a rough childhood. And I'm all done with all my, what do you call it? I'm not on parole or anything like that anymore. And it's almost impossible for me to get a job. I couldn't get a job anywhere, so I started my own business. Last year was my first year in business, and it went very well, so I'm looking forward to the summer again. But I also have a degree in engineering. When I got out, they told me that I should get a degree and change my life, and I did. Well, guess what? I couldn't get hired anywhere. I got pretty much laughed at. So,
I hear stories like, how old are you now, Alex?
I'm 27. I've struggled my whole life to find a job. I've just worked terrible jobs and made no money, and I don't have a house or anything like that. But finally, when I started my own business, and I'm also a conservative. I'm a fan of this show. I listen to Rush, Hannity. I'm very, very, very conservative. But, you know, I just can't get in. The world won't let me in, so I just started my own business, and here I am. It's going good.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that things are going well for you, that you're kind of finding your way. And obviously, it's regretful that there aren't more people that are trying to help you along the way. This is one of the reasons why I believe you should be allowed to vote once you've served your, you know, served your time.
Well, what I did, I don't know. I did a lot of damage to this community, and I understand that. And I feel like I do somewhat deserve what I have happening to me. But at some point, I need to make a living. Like, I want a family, too. You know, I want a house, too, just like everybody else. And I couldn't even get a job. My business is seasonal, and I couldn't get a job this winter. I almost went broke. And I'm just working two dead-end jobs right now. But, I mean, it's been so hard for me that I don't know where to turn sometimes. I just work two jobs, and I don't really have a life. But as soon as the snow melts, things are going to be really good for me again.
So, well, listen, my heart goes out to you, man. And honestly, and I will tell you, you are one of a number of ex-convicts that I've talked to over the course of the years that listen to the show, have made mistakes. We've all made mistakes in our lives. Some of us got caught and some of us didn't, you know, and some of us made mistakes, maybe bigger mistakes than others. But we've all made mistakes in our lives. And I think we all grow as we go on, as we go on in life. And I really think, you know, restoring the vote is reaching a hand out to a guy like you and try to get you back and get your life back on track.
Can I just say a couple more little things?
Please.
Okay, well, the thing is, what happens is, it's not that the employer, I don't blame the employer, it's not their fault. What's happened was, they can't get bonded by their insurance. So if anything happens on the job, they're not bonded, and they can't take that liability. And I understand that as a business owner, you know? They don't want to be liable for something their insurance can't cover.
Right.
And, like, another thing is, I was able to work for the DOT, but only as a seasonal. So what happened was, I started in maintenance, and then I moved into engineering department. That's where my degree is. And they told me, and I tried everything to get hired on, and they said, hey, listen, pal, we can't hire you on full-time, but you can work as a seasonal technician for $9 an hour. And I was doing that gig, and that just wasn't working out because I can't pay my bills. I'm an adult, you know. I can't work for $9 an hour. And they said the only way that I could get hired full-time there, the governor had to sign the actual paper.
Sure.
That lets me. So the governor. I don't know how that would ever work, you know. So.
Well, listen, hang in there. Honestly, my thoughts and my prayers go with you. I hope you're able to turn things around.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for your phone call and your candor in speaking to that, because it takes some courage to be able to talk about these things in front of everybody, and I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Alex. 336-1320 is our number. Good morning, Dave. You're on Kello.
Yeah, good morning. I don't have a real problem with them getting their right to vote back, but as things go in this country, where does it end? Do they want now to be able to buy firearms, which is illegal for a felon to have firearms? They'll go after that. It seems like it never ends in this country.
But I do agree with you, Dave, and I'm with you. I draw the line at firearms. I don't think felons should be allowed to own firearms.
Yeah, but, you know, these lawyer groups will get in there, and they'll start pitching that, and that'll be the next thing they'll want. And I worry about it.
I can't say I blame you, honestly. Because you're right, that is the way things go. And there are already those that are out there saying that felons should be allowed to be able to carry. But I'm with you. I think that's a right. Once you've lost it, you've lost it. I'm sorry.
That's all I had to say about it.
Well, Dave, I'm so glad you called. Thanks a lot. Thanks for all your calls here this morning. I think it's a tough question, but there's, you know, Jim was making the point earlier, and he's right that there are consequences beyond serving the jail time. And then you listen to Alex's call a few moments ago, and you hear that. But then, you know, listen to his desire to want to try to improve his situation, to do well. Should, after you've served jail time, should you have to continue to pay for your crimes for the rest of your life? I don't think you should. Not as long. If you go back and break the law again, that's another matter. But Alex, you hang in there, my friend, and thanks so much for listening. Thanks for all your calls this morning. Have a great day. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.